Storyworthy Media, the best in story-driven content.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. Now you're probably wondering, what's Morgan Freeman doing punching Rick Overton's time up like this? Well, maybe it's because the sun doesn't set in the same place in the sky every day. Maybe it's because I'm growing old. And maybe it's because I don't care for Rick Overton or his voice career. In fact, any opportunity I can take to step in and use up some of his voice work time, I will. Even if he's going out for the most inconsequential small cartoon three-line part, he's going to sit there on the sofa and see me sitting across from him with the same sides. And you are listening to Storyworth.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm coming to you from Wondery Sunset Studio in West Hollywood, California. I am so glad you guys tuned in today. Whether you're a longtime fan of the show or a new listener, welcome to Storyworthy. Now, today's story is brought to you from comedian Rick Overton, and the title of the show is Orgies. That's simple. Orgies. Now, I will tell you that I have not participated in an orgy, and I must not want to, or I would have already. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'm 50 years old. If I were going to do that, I would have done that. Anyway, I just think that the odds of, you know, me being in a place where I find that many people sexually attractive, like at the same time, you know what I mean, Sergio? I think that's going to be slim. All right, you guys, we're going to get right to our storyteller. But before we do, I did want to remind you guys to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Storyworthy, and feel free to shoot me an email at info@storyworthypodcast.com. And then why not head over to our website at storyworthypodcast.com before you shop on Amazon. That's the other thing. You see, we all shop on Amazon, but if you click on my banner link on the Storyworthy website, then I get a few pennies and it costs you nothing. Nothing, I tell you. Okay, you guys, here's my new thing, Munchery, munchery.com. It's a whole new way to get dinner on the table in about 15 minutes. And if you're like me, I never know what we're going to have for dinner. I'm never ready for dinner. You know what I mean? I don't have the ingredients. I don't have the recipe. I'm down to like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and I need a meal. So here we go. Munchery. This is it, you guys. So members get exclusive access to chef-designed meals at unbelievably affordable prices. And they make everything from juicy burgers and crisp seasonal salads to these excellent slurpy noodles and hearty grain bowls. I'm never going to make that on my own, you know what I mean? So you head over to Munchery.com, check out their menus, 50 new items every single day. And if you go right now to Munchery.com, you're going to get your first meal free. See what they're serving up in your neighborhood and use the promo code STORY to get your first meal on your first order free. You're welcome. Anyway, he's here right now. Rick Overton, you guys. Rick Overton has had countless TV appearances. I mean, there's really almost too many to even tell you, but I'm just going to rattle off a few, okay? Seinfeld, The Office, Adult Swim's Children's Hospital, The Middle, The Kroll Show. He's also made guest appearances on classic TV series like ER, Lost, Married with Children, Mad About You, and he's been on the big screen in movies like Bad Teacher, The Informant, Dinner for Schmucks, Cloverfield, Groundhog Day, Mrs. Doubtfire. And to top it off, he's also won an Emmy Award for writing on HBO's Dennis Miller Live. And you can find him at realrickoverton.com and also on Twitter at Rick Overton. All right, you guys, without further ado, here he is, Rick Overton.
We live in a different age now. Sure, I guess there's a lot of something swinging going on somewhere, mostly in the really strict Westboro community kind of Christian people. That's where that compressed coil spring blows open, you know? They all got the spank dungeons going on in that one weird locked room in the basement, you know? All of them. The rumor is that it's just all right-wing people that need to be pounded like a pinata and a spin harness on the ceiling. You know, and you know what? The reason I'm not sure it's such a great idea to make it to a swinger party in the 21st century is this, because everyone has a tiny television production studio in their hand, in their pocket, and they say, "Remember, no cameras." Okay, I'm just going to text that to a friend here. Yeah, what is that? You got an iPhone? Yeah, you got a camera. And I just, the running the risk that there's like footage of you, because anyone can film anything at any time. It isn't Big Brother that we're talking about. This is Little Brother. Little Brother's going to fuck everything up with his cameras everywhere, you know? And so the innocent days of like the 70s, when I was in early days of comedy, and after a show, they go, "Hey, we're going down to this party." "We are? Oh, okay." I remember once I was working out in just outside of Phoenix in Tempe, back in like, it was 80, 81, and it was a club called Chuckles. And this is one of those subdivides that hadn't been turned into a complete housing complex yet. So there's lots of things that go road forks off to just two sticks with a red flag on it into dirt. You know, later there'll be housing here, and there's the main road that goes way, 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 way over the hill. Just one glowing area, and you get closer, and it's a horseshoe building, a double decker with a pool in the middle of it. And it's so far from it, everyone is a party swinger at the entire complex. You kind of move there based on that goal and purpose. And so We were working at the club, and let's say the comedians' names were Adam and Jack, just to protect whoever at this point. We were the three guys. I was the headliner, and they were opener and middle. And the owner says, "Hey, guys, you know, after the show, the Ferret Sisters were here. They really enjoyed it. And you are invited." And we went, "Invited? To the Ferret Sisters? Oh, no, they're cute girls, but one of them owns a ferret." Oh, okay. And so, no, don't worry, man. Don't worry. The Ferret Sisters aim to please. And so we went out driving in the back of the manager's Z car, where there's too many of us, so the hatch is open. There's an exhaust leak, and it was good. The hatch is open. Just fucking dummies with limbs sticking out the back, you know. Shit-faced morons going out to this party. I got my twin Corbels. Ricky traveled with his twin Corbels. No, these are my twin Corbels. You get your own complete bottles of Corbel. So, you know, Ricky Two Corks from New Jersey. Hey, here's Ricky Two Corks. And so we finally get to the complex. And we're going up the stairs, and I'd been to a couple of fun, goofy parties in New York City earlier, but this is the first time I've seen anything like this. Those parties were just good. They weren't funny. I fucked a lot and then went to sleep. You know, it was not really, you know, it's not good. Jokes aren't good when everything goes great, you know. Two Jews walk into a bar, recognize each other, have a drink, go home. Boo, get off. There's no conflict. We hate you for no conflict. And so this one, though, was a little more odd. So we're going up the stairs, and we're greeted by a girl, a cute girl, who had this sort of comforter on, and she throws a ballet leg up on the railing, and ba-da-da-da, opens it up naked. I'm guessing this is the place. So we go in, and there's a couple of, you know, on the sofa, bobbing asses, and legs sticking out, and going, "This is definitely the fucking place." So, and there's people looking to meet people. "These are the comedians from the club. Oh, hey, what's it like?" So I met the girl who was a ticket taker at the local cinema. And the fellas broke off with the other people that they could hook up with. And I had sex with her twice. And then I'm drunk. I'm done. I'm in my 20s. I'm still fucking done. That's it. Two times and I'm done, because I'm drunk, and coming twice is like that amount of fluid. And, you know, you should bring it into the shop and top up again before you go back on the road, you know? So I'm down 2 quarts. And so now I'm pretty tired. Now, the girl that greeted us at the top, now we're just sitting in the pool. And I'm a bottle and a half in on the Corbels. And so I'm just sort of blurg-a-dee-glorg and splurg-a-blah, looking around at the surreal circus around me with my arms up at the edge of the pool. And that girl dives in, and she pops up, bloop, dolphins up in front of me, and she goes, "Do you ever have Aquahead?" And I went, Before I could talk, because there's no blood in my brain, and I'm just a moron at this point. And she goes, Aquahead. And I went, boom, down she goes. And then suddenly there's these bubbles. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. And it's really bad. Hey. And she goes, up. Aquahead, what do you think? Nah, that's great. That's great. Let's get out of the pool. And so, and she was, I'm just, you know, I want to brag and say I could get it up one more time. I couldn't. I was just pounded. I was done. It was a done dummy at that point. And she tried and tried and tried, and I couldn't. I just was done. So I'm sitting there, and now I'm looking at back in the bedroom there, drying off, and there's the club manager sleeping with the girl I was just having sex with. And it's kind of that weird, out-of-the-70s brandy snifter mentality of... you know, I'm looking at him, just his ass just bonk, 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 going up and down into her. And she looks over and kind of does the eyebrows like, what can I say? You know? And he looks over at me. And so I just to break the weirdness, I go, so how were the numbers tonight? Were they good? Both shows? Was good? Oh, yeah, man. Second show wasn't as good as the first, but they're a couple. We made the nut, you know? And then, you know, she looked like, okay, everything's fine. You know, because what do I owe her or me? She don't owe me anything, you know. So this was, and so finally the girl comes back that was very determined to get one more round out of me. And she goes, yeah, no. You want to see my ferret? Oh, yeah. Change the subject. I go, yes, show me the ferret. So she goes to the cage, pulls this ferret out in a cage, and unhitches it and hands him to him. And then goes, oh, he's kind of cute. Yeah, so he's friendly, right? He goes, oh, he loves people. And there's like a little sweat drop on my nose, but it's so loaded with like alcohol and sugar. He goes, lick, lick, and just bites into the end of my nose. And I stand up, and there's blood streaming down my face and this long necktie of a weasel hanging down from my face. And I'm like, and I go, wee! And I just give him kind of a rib squeeze to make him let go. And now I'm holding him. He's biting me all over the outside of my hand because they're snake long. And they can whip around and just keep them. So I'm just all covered in bites. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want to see medical papers on your fucking ferret right now. And she could not produce any rabies history shot paperwork for me. So there we are. Loaded back into the Z car, all the dummies and the limbs, like riding back into the sunrise again in the morning. Totally hungover. I got a big round, the round Band-Aid that when it fills with blood, it's like the clown with the red clown nose going home, you know? And I just picture the doctor coming out of the lab going, well, Mr. Overton, I don't know how you did it. You completely dodged herpes, but you got rabies. And so we're going to have to put you down.
Like I said, you guys, I am not going to be participating in an orgy anytime soon. If I change my mind, you guys will be the first ones to know. I want to thank our storyteller today, Rick Overton. You can find Rick again over at his website, realrickoverton.com, and of course on Twitter at Rick Overton. And why not tweet Rick and let him know how much you enjoyed his story on Storyworthy? And while you're on Twitter, follow us as well at Storyworthy. And remember to check out StoryworthyPodcast.com. I've got a mailing list there. Yes, a mailing list. You can sign up for it. It's free. Anyway, you guys, and if you're feeling really kind, head over to iTunes, leave Storyworthy a good review, and check out past episodes of Storyworthy as well with my dear friend Hannes Finney. And join us next week on Storyworthy for a story by writer Penelope Lombard about Burning Man.
They don't have a big sense of humor, I will say that. You know, like, this is what, like, if some woman shouts, everybody get fisted, then that's hilarious. But if I say, this is like being stuck in a sand trap and punched in the vagina, that's negative. But okay.
All right, you guys, remember, if you've ever been to Burning Man or even thought about going to Burning Man, you have to hear Penelope's story. All right, you guys, I want to thank everybody here over at Wondery today, including our sound engineer, Sergio Enriquez. And on behalf of our storyteller, once again, Rick Overton, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a story-worthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.